Good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday on Q92, where we get together with registered dietitian nutritionist Amber Boyens from IMI Nutrition and Madison Healthcare Services. Hello, Amber.
Hi.
Good to have you back in the studios again.
Always great to be here.
Even though it's didn't snow like it was supposed to, but that's okay with me.
I don't think any of us are complaining.
That's right. Good thing the weather didn't keep you from getting to the studio or anything. So
that's a good thing. Made it here easily, yes.
Great. Well, we're glad you're here. And today
you.
We're going to talk about nutrients and nutrition, nutrients and food.
Yeah.
And how people think that there isn't good nutrients in a lot of our products these days. And you're here to say you can still find good nutrients in foods.
Absolutely. All yes. Right. So this is something that it's a question that I get a lot. It's a concern that comes up frequently. It's a tagline that's used to sell a lot of nutritional supplements and products. But we'll hear things like our food today has no nutrients in it, or a carrot today isn't the same as a carrot that you would have eaten in 1960, right? I hear these concerns or these questions or these comments a lot. So I dug into the research and wanted to look to see, because we do studies on this all the time, and look at, you know, what the difference actually is and if there even is a difference. And it is true that some of our produce has less of certain vitamins and minerals in it than it did before. And there's a number of reasons this can be the case. It can be the quality of soil that things are grown in. So something grown in one location is not necessarily going to have the exact same nutrition as something grown in another location. But also with the technology that we have around a lot of the crops and things that we grow, if we have a finite amount of a certain mineral in our soil, and now we're getting greater yield out of any given crop, the amount of that nutrient that we have in any serving of it might be a little bit more diluted than it was. But when we look at the research, the change is usually pretty minimal, if anything at all.
A carrot's still a carrot.
A carrot is still a carrot. And if you don't eat the carrot, it doesn't really matter what the difference is. And
right.
That's our bigger issue. So that's some of what we're going to talk about today. So the change, you know, over the last 50 to 80 years, first of all, our ability to test the nutrition in food and measure the amount of certain things is far more advanced today than it was 80 years ago when you know, we have some of the original things. So I think it's also important for us to recognize that we just have different measuring tools. We look at things differently. We're able to assess things more specifically. But for the things that we have seen change, the change is usually in the single-digit percentage, so around 5 to 10%. And really, very little is over 20%. So 80% of the nutrition for most things is still completely retained, which means that our food is still very nutritious. Fruits and vegetables are still great. And if we don't eat them, then any decline in that nutrition is completely irrelevant. So the other thing that I frequently will hear is that our food is poisoned because of the way that we grow it. And to that I say, if our alternative is to take supplements, there are news stories that come out all of the time about contaminants in our supplement world. So we
aren't supplements just chemicals?
They're extracts.
Yeah.
And that's the other piece, is like, if we're looking at a supplement and it's just an extract of broccoli, we don't know everything about broccoli yet. There are things in broccoli that are helping us use and absorb and metabolize the most important parts of broccoli. So when we just take out one extract from something specific, we're losing the totality of the benefit that we get from eating that food. So supplements are just not as complete typically as whole food is. And no, I'm not anti-supplement. I'm not saying that all supplements are bad or that they're all harmful or that they're all contaminated. There are certainly times that they're incredibly useful. And they can sometimes serve as a nice safety net if there's something that we're worried we're not getting enough of. But when I have people who I work with who tell me, you know, it's too expensive or it's really expensive to eat healthy food, and then we're spending a bunch of money on supplements every month, I just think it's important for us to look at what we can get for that supplement cost. So just before we dive into kind of what we can get for that, the price of an average kind of greens supplement, One in 10 adults, on average, gets enough fruits and vegetables each day. And about the same for children, but only 2% of adolescents are getting the recommended vegetable intake in any given day. That means 98% of adolescents in the United States are not getting recommended vegetable intake. And of that 98%, I don't remember the exact number off the top of my head, so I'm not even going to throw one out there, but a huge percentage are not even getting one serving of vegetables in a given day. So if we're not eating them, the amount of nutrition in them is kind of irrelevant. So let's talk about supplements versus actual food. Now, depending on what you get, the brand, how you're ordering it, the cost of supplements is going to vary pretty widely, anywhere from, you know, $10 to $15 for a month's supply to $40 or $60 or more. So if we kind of average it out around that $40 mark, which is a common price for a lot of our supplements that support gut health or that are greens or say they're giving you all these servings, I use this week's local prices for here in Madison. And here's what you could get for $40. You could get 4 pounds of sweet potatoes, 5 pounds of winter squash, 5 pounds of red potatoes, 2 packages of celery, 5 bags of frozen veggies, 1 pound of carrots, 1 pound of radishes, 1 pint of blueberries, 2 pounds of Honeycrisp apples, 3 pounds of bananas, 2 cans of black beans, 2 18-ounce containers of oats, and 40-ounce jar of peanut butter. And that's going to bring you in right around $40. Now, that's 60 servings of vegetables, 17 servings of fruit, which comes out to about 8 servings of veggies and 2 servings of fruit each day, 60 grams of protein if you were to eat all of that over the course of a week, and tons of fiber and antioxidants. So out of that list, we're getting, I frequently talk about getting a variety of colors. Out of that list, we're getting red potatoes, radishes, and apples. We're getting orange sweet potatoes, carrots, and winter squash. We're getting yellow if we choose some of those frozen veggies as corn and then our bananas. Green, we're getting celery. You could also make some of your apples Granny Smith and get the green there. Blue, purple, and black, we have our blueberries and our black beans. We've got quick prebiotic sources from oats and black beans. We've got quick protein and fat from our peanut butter and black beans. Just in general, if you, now not that I recommend just getting your protein from black beans, oats, and peanut butter in a week, but if you did, it would be 60 grams of peanut or 60 grams of protein from all of those things, plus the little bits we'd get from produce, which means by and large, for that $40, we could be nourished for a week when it comes to our vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, protein, all of that. Now, an extra $10 to $12 beyond that, we could add in, you know, ground flaxseed, which is wonderful.
Chickpeas,
exactly. Cabbage, onions, garlic, dried beans or lentils, broths, cheese. We get a variety of those different things to supplement. Now, obviously, I didn't mention meat and eggs and dairy other than cheese, which tend to be some of our more expensive options. But remembering that beans and lentils and things like that can help us extend that protein budget without having to fill all of our protein needs with those more expensive things. So that's a lot of food and a lot of servings of fruits and vegetables for the price of that one supplement. So, you know, if we were to do something like this and look at that and get all of that any given week, that's, you know, $160 over the course of the month for all of that produce, but it's still substantially less than we spend on a lot of our more processed foods. So we can get a lot of really nourishing things without spending a ton of money. I totally acknowledge that buying a supplement, you just take it or mix it in water, and all of these other things need to be prepped and cooked and washed and all of that. I recognize it's more work, but if we know what to do with it, if we're willing to put in a little bit of work behind the scenes to cut things up, wash them, prep them, cook them, make a soup, you know, make oatmeal even, a relatively simple thing, we can get a lot of our nourishment without spending a ton of money.
Probably more enjoyable to eat that too than just to drink powder and water or something.
Those things are delicious, yes. And of course, we need to season them. The cost of seasonings is pretty small per serving, but if you don't have them at home, that would certainly be an increase in your cost to kind of get those things initially.
So if anybody's interested in getting their hands on that list, do you have that on your website
can.
Or anything?
Absolutely. I can share that on Facebook and put that on my website today for people to look at that. And again, that's the sales this week. We can totally look at that next week too. So if people have questions, I'm always happy to help you kind of put together grocery lists to save money, to figure out what your family needs, to replace some of those supplement costs with food that's going to give you that same nourishment. There's just, our food is still good. And I don't want people to be fearful of eating carrots or tomatoes or bell peppers because they're worried that that nutrition just isn't what it used to be. I would just say those whole foods are still important. So supplements are not bad. Supplements are not our enemy, but let's not use them to replace our food budget.
All right. Well, Amber, very interesting topic today. And if anybody wants more on this or to learn more on it from you, how can they find you?
Absolutely. You can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's I-M-U, nutrition.com, on Facebook at imunutrition, or call up to the clinic here in Madison.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thanks for the info, and we will see you again for another Taco Tuesday next week.
Thank you.